Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. You're holding in Brachas Daf Tzayin in the Oizva Adar edition. In the middle of the sugya, the Gemara said, whenever you have a bracha smucha lechaverta, meaning a bracha which is right near to another bracha, it does not start with a baruch. So the Gemara asked that the Tzvav on the base, the last line. So the Gemara read Toive Ametiv, the bracha of a Toive Ametiv, the fourth bracha of Birkas Hamazon, does start with a baruch, even though it's right after the bracha of Rachim. Says the Gemara, Shan Yehi, that's different. Daf Tzayin on top. Demar Rav Huna, Mishenitnu Haruge Beiser Lekvuro. Rav Huna said that once they allowed Haruge Beiser to be buried, because after the big rebellion of Beiser, they killed them and did not allow to bury them for a very long time. So once they were allowed to be buried, then Nikva Toive Ametiv. That's when Birkas Toive Ametiv was established. Meaning a Toive Ametiv wasn't a bracha which was part of Birkas Hamazon. It was just added later. So because it's considered to be a standalone bracha, that's why it starts with a baruch. And the Gemara concludes to say, why do we say a toiv ha-meitiv? A toiv shaloi nisrichu, toiv that they didn't stink the bodies, fa-meitiv shenitu l'kvuro, and the meitiv is that they were actually allowed to be buried. Says the Gemara ha-gedusha, what about Kiddush? Kiddush ha-yoyim, we do on Friday night. It's right after the bracha Bo Yipri HaGafen. And still we start with a baruch. Hi, it's a bracha smucha lechaverto. Says the Gemara, Shan Yehi, the answer is, Shema Yoyishe v'shoysim boid yoyim, v'kiddush alov yoyim. Person is eating and drinking before Shabbos, and suddenly came Shabbos. So then, She'eino yimei Bo Yipri HaGafen. He's not going to say the bracha Bo Yipri HaGafen, but he's going to start with kiddush alone. Meaning, sometimes you say kiddush on its own without the bracha or Bo Yipri HaGafen. That's why I need to start with a baruch. Says the Gemara of Ve'asoifo, what about the end of Kiddush? Now, according to many of the Mefarshim here, this really concludes many of the questions of the sugya before. The Gemara now is coming to tell us the big yesoi, the big fundamental idea of how do we establish brachas. So the Gemara now is asking, the Kiddush itself, why do we end it with a baruch? According to some of the Mefarshim, that was the question that we had in the previous Talmud regarding Hallel. So we start the bracha of Shagalanu, but why do we end with a bracha? So the Gemara says, Omar Amano Toifes Brachos Kachu. That is the way Rabbanon established the idea of brachas. When you have a bracha, sometimes a longer bracha requires an ending with a bracha. And this is a basic yisoid, similar to what we learned in the Mishnah. We have longer brachas and shorter brachas. So a longer bracha ends with a bracha. And the shorter bracha does not end with a bracha. And this answers this question. Why by Kiddush do we end with a bracha? It is because it's a longer bracha and needs to end with a baruch. Says the Gemara, Omar Avyudin, Madbeya Kitzu Prisach Ben Mebaruch Ve'in Ochoisen Mebaruch. The Gemara concludes what you said. When you have a short bracha, you start with a baruch, you don't end with a baruch. Madbeya Aruch, when you have a long bracha, Prisach Bo Mebaruch Ve'choisen Mebaruch. The Madbeya of a long bracha is to start with a baruch and end with a baruch. Says the Gemara, Kol HaBrachos Achar Chisumeyim Ein Oimim Bracha Pasuk. So here as well, we have many Perushim in the Mefarshim over here. And the way Reb Chaim tells us is, there's two sentences. The Gemara says, Kol HaBrachos Achar Chisumeyim, meaning, every bracha we go based on the end of the bracha. The siyum of the bracha, before you end the bracha, you need to summarize the bracha and say me'ena chasimo towards the end. And then the Gemara says the second sentence, ein umrim bracha pasuk. Don't end the bracha with a pasuk, because the pasuk is not a summary of the bracha. So even though you can mention psukim doing the bracha, but don't end the bracha with a pasuk. Says the Gemara, heisi Rav Yitzchok ber Rav Elazar, koimei Rav Yosef, for Rav Yosef, mekeivan detema achachi sumeim, yomar bracha pasuk. After you told me the first sentence, that you need to have me'ena bracha somal chasima, you have to summarize the bracha towards the end. Why do you have to tell me that you can't say a pasuk? Obviously I can't say a pasuk. What's the chiddush to say that second sentence? The way in the Maro Puldo and the Rash Tzirilo say that the question of the Gemara is that if you say a pasuk, which is a summary of the bracha, why is that bad? You told me that you have to summarize the bracha in the end. Can I say it with a pasuk? And as the Haredi mentions over here, we do have brachas that end with a pasuk. Like the bracha of Noidilcha, we end with Kakoso v'chalto v'sovato v'achto v'sashem v'lokecho v'lotto v'lashon v'salach v'chata Hashem v'lotz ha'ra mazayim. So you see, you do end with a pasuk. So here the question is maybe a little stronger, a little different than Reb Chaim, that the pasuk could be a good ending for a bracha. Says the Gemara, Amrin Chakimin Hadin Talyo. Says this kid thinks he's smart, meaning this kid is answering the question. You think what the Bryce is trying to tell us is that you're not allowed to end with the wrong ending of a bracha? That's not what we're talking about. Says the Mefarshim bring over here, the word Dehusovar is a wrong girso. Well, many do not agree with the girso. So the Gemara is basically saying, what was the mistake of the question? Because he did not understand what the word achachi tumei means. Achachi tumei doesn't mean do you have to have meina brocha sumach lechasimo. Here where we're talking about is something else. What is achachi tumei? That we always go based on the ending of the brocha. And the Gemara says the example, when Daftet Zayin Amud Beis, Shemaya oimid b'shachris, v'shochach v'iskir es shel arvis. Person is in the morning. And he's saying the bracha ma'aravim by mistake. V'chozav v'chosam v'shashachis, but he ended by saying yotza me'ayros yotza. Then he's yotze. As long as you end in the bracha correctly, you're yotze. That's what it means. Achachis u'meim. That always the bracha we go based on the ending of the bracha. It doesn't really matter what was said during the bracha. If the ending of the bracha is correct, you're yotze. Says the Gemara on Marav Acho kol habrachos kein chis u'meim. So now the Gemara says, according to this Mahalach of the Gemara, now the Gemara goes back and says, but yes, we do have a klal that you should try to end the bracha me'ein a bracha. That's not what the Braisa maybe said, but that's really the halacha. Before, when you come to the end of the bracha, you summarize the bracha in the end. Says the Gemara, ve'elim de'amim, tzaholi v'roni yoshevet zion. Some say this pasuk in the end of the bracha, which bracha? So the Haredim says, I'm not so sure which bracha we're talking about. But the Reb Chaim brings that we're talking about to say in the bracha of the Haftarah. When we end the Haftarah, we say before the Chasimah this pasuk. Ein boi mishum bracha pasuk. This, there's no issue to end the bracha with a pasuk. Even though the rule is, as the Gemara said in the end of Amud Aleph, that we want to end with a summary of a bracha and not with a pasuk. But if it was established with a pasuk, that is the summary of the bracha. Says over here in the Mara Puldo, as we said before, like we have in Noidilacha. How do we end Noidilacha? Kakoso v'achalto v'sovato v'achtas Hashem elekecho. Halotz tov Hashem nosan loch. We say a pasuk to end the bracha. So if the bracha, the nusach bracha, was established with a pasuk in the end, then it's fine. Usually you do not add a pasuk before the ending to change the ending. But if the ending is established with a pasuk, then it's okay. When Allah avov, zog the mishnah. Maskirim yitzias mitzrayim by leilus. We need to mention the parsha of Yitzias Mitzrayim in the night. Says the Mishnah, Amalei Ablaz Ben Azayo, Arei Ani Keven Shivim Shana. I'm like 70 years old. V'loi Zechisi Shetom Yitzias Mitzrayim B'leilus. And I was not Zoiche, that people should follow my halacha, that I hold you should say Yitzias Mitzrayim also in the night, not only in the day. Ad Shedor Shabin Zoyma, Til Ben Zoyma Keren Darshanit, Shanemar, you should remember Yitzias Mitzrayim all the days of your life. Referring to the day. Not only the day, but also the night. Talks about this world. Talk about the next world. Talk about the world to come, which is the Moshe Mashiach, that we can continue to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim even then, as we'll see more about it in the Gemara. Meaning, there's a machlekes over here. When it says Kol Yemei Chayecho, do we darshan that you say Yitzias Mitzrayim in the night? Kol Yemei Chayecho is coming to tell you Lasid Lovli. That's a machlekes. And Rabbi Elazar ben Azayah was trying to teach that you should say Yitzias Mitzrayim in the night, and it didn't have anyone to rely on until Ben Zoyma came. Says the Gemara, Afal pi shenichnas tagdulo herich yomim. Even though Elazar ben Azayah was the gadol, was the nasi, he still lived a very long life until the age of 70. Hado amro shagdulo mekatzeres yomim. The fact that we have to mention this teaches us that usually gdolim, people that are the gdula, they're nasi, they're the king, they're the leaders, they usually have a shorter life. So here this Gemara clearly argues with the Bavli. Everybody knows what the Bavli says. We always mention Leila Seder, that when Elazar ben Azariah says, Hare ani keven shivim shana, I'm like 70 years old. It means, not that he was mamish 70 years old, but that he looks 70 years old. The Bavli tells us the story that he became a Nasi in a very young age, and in order for people to be mechabed him, he grew 18 rows of white beard to show that he was a Baal Seva, that he was an old man. But really, he was not old, he just looked old. That's what the Bavli holds. The Yerushalmi says, no, he was really 70 years old. The Mefarshim point over here, why he says, Hare ani keven shivim shana, why doesn't it say I'm 70 years old? Because he wasn't exactly 70. He was in the high 60s. He was not yet 70. That's what Blazer Isaiah was. And that's what the Yerushalmi tells us over here. He was old for that generation. To reach the age of 70, that's considered to be old. But Blazer Isaiah was able to reach an old age, even though he was a God of Israel, even though he was a man, even though he was a leader, he was a Nasi, and usually the Gedula causes people to have a shorter life, he still was able to have a long life. And as Yerushalmi holds, that Blazer ben Azariah was really an old man. With this, we end Yerushalmi Brochus Daf Tzayin.